down from his glory, ever living story. My Lord and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, he came to give his life and save my soul. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my Lord and all, my great creator, became my Savior, and now I'm living to praise his name. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my Lord and all, my great creator, became my Savior, and now I'm living to praise his name, and now I'm living to praise his name. Down from his glory, ever living story, my Lord and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, he came to give his life and save my soul.
Let us turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter, verse 18 states, Hallelujah. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into that same image, from glory unto glory, even as by the Spirit of our Lord. The last few weeks, we read about the 8 characteristics of God. Today, we'll study the 9th characteristic of God, which is the God of glory. Our God is a glorious God, not like the stones and the trees and the rocks and the snakes that the people of this world worship. When God came down on Mount Sinai, the mountain quaked, the mountain was on fire, there was an earthquake, there were flashes of lightning. The mountain could not stand the glory of God as he descended down on Mount Sinai. God is glorious. We read from those who have had the opportunity to visit heaven that they said the heaven was trillions of miles away, 4 times as big as the earth, and covered by fire and the glory of God. Satan underestimated the glory of God when he tried to ascend to God's throne, and to try to occupy his throne was the most foolish thing that was ever done in past eternity. God is a God of glory. We read the glory of God in the book of Revelation. How his face like jasper, and a rainbow around his throne, and emeralds, and the beautiful sapphire, and the sky and the firmament beneath his feet. And he is seated on a literal throne. And some who have gone to heaven, a little child that went to heaven and came back, said, that throne of God is about 3 stories high, and there is a throne for God, the Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we believe in God, the Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. God is so glorious that even the streets in heaven are paved with gold as transparent as glass. We read the glory of God, which is revealed in His church, that is foretold in the Bible as the heavenly Jerusalem that will come down from heaven with 12 foundations, and each foundation was a stone. We read about the glory of God again that was manifested on the mountain when Jesus went to pray. And the Bible says, as Jesus prayed and took James, Peter, and John, just the three people with Him, He was transfigured before them, and the garment that He was wearing, His robe, became white and glistening and beautiful, and His face shone, and His entire body shone. And Moses and Elijah appeared to Him and talked about the sacrifice on the cross in Jerusalem. But Jesus told His disciples, who were surprised and heard the voice from heaven, "This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," as they entered into the cloud. Jesus told them, "Even though you saw all this glory and I am present with you in the flesh, it is better that I go away, that I can send the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Comforter, to abide with you forever." And on the day of Pentecost, God sent the Holy Spirit in tongues of fire to transform the life of the apostles and the early church, the 120 people that were gathered. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 17, "The glory that My Father has given to Me, the Son of God, I give to you." The glory of God, the Bible says in the Old Testament, God will not give to another. But suddenly Jesus says, "My glory have I given to you." God differentiates between the people of this world and His body, the church. In Ephesians 5 chapter we read, "The church is His body, bone of His bones, and flesh of His flesh." And the church is special because it is apart and blended with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Blessed Trinity, because it is now called the body of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18 is now talking about the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, the church, which is the assembly and gathering of believers founded on the written Word of God and the manifested and revealed Word of God spoken through His Holy Scriptures, not by the will of man, but by the will of the Father and the Holy Ghost. So 2 Corinthians 3:18 states, "But we all," meaning the church of the living God, "beholding with open face, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory unto glory." What is written here in 2 Corinthians 3:18 is that the God of glory is transforming us by His glory into His image. Our God of glory has a form and a likeness. And as we see this God of glory, we are also transformed into that likeness. God's glory was provided to us, and God's glory was manifested in us through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of glory. And when the Holy Spirit came into us and infiltrated us and controlled us and possessed us and empowered us and started transforming us, the God of glory came into our body, soul, and spirit. Now we need to understand that we still don't look like God on the outside, but we are beginning to look like God on the inside, the God of glory. Because when God came into us, He entered into our most holy place, which is the Spirit, and there He dwells with our spirit. God's spirit and our spirit have become one. And from the innermost holy place, just like the tabernacle in the Old Testament, which consisted of the outer court, like our flesh, the inner court our soul, and the most holy place, our spirit, where God dwells. From the inner court, which is our spirit, God is transforming the soul and the body. And one day, like the caterpillar's body breaks and out comes the butterfly, this body will suddenly be swallowed up with the glory of God when the trumpet sounds. And the Bible says, but we all, with open face, beholding a glass, are changed into the same image, even as by the glory of our Lord. The Bible says, the Lord Jesus Christ shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet our Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. In order to be with the Lord, and in order to be His bride, we have to become like Him. And as we observe the Lord Jesus Christ, as we worship as the church of the living God, we are constantly receiving the glory of our God. See, this is not like a transistor. A transistor receives messages, but there is no change in the transistor. Actually, we are not transistors, but we are transformers. We are not conductors, but we are transformers, because the power of God that raised Christ from the dead comes into us. The same power that raised Christ from the dead comes into us, infiltrates us, empowers us, and transforms us into the glory of God. So one day when Jesus Christ appears, we will be transformed into His likeness, and we will share the glory of God. And people that see us, who got left out in the rapture, they will see us with the glory of God. Our voice will be like thunder, our voice will be like rivers of water, and we will look exactly like Jesus Christ, even as it is written in the book, first epistle of John, that we are the sons of God. It does not appear what we shall be, but we know that when Jesus shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And he that hath this hope purifieth himself, even as Jesus Christ is pure. Our God is the God of glory. Even though the Bible says He will not give His glory to another, He has given His glory to His body, the church. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into that same image from glory unto glory. There are many glories in this universe. There is a glory of animals, there is a glory of humans, there is a glory of trees, there is a glory of sun, moon and stars, heavenly bodies, there is a glory of planets, there is a glory of galaxies, there is a glory of comets. When you see a comet, you see that glory in the sky. And there are stars that are many times more bigger than the sun, and brighter and more furious in glory and burning and power and heat. Even so, there are so many glories that we see in this universe, and man, because he sees the glory of the moon and the sun and the stars and the planet that he cannot understand, has begun to worship them. However, our God of glory that we worship has desired that we should become like Him and share His glory. The God of glory that we worship is greater in glory and might than anything that we can observe in creation, because He is the Creator. Unto Him become be the glory and honor and riches and power and blessing, now and forevermore. Unto God be the glory, we say. One day we read in the first century that Herod died and was eaten by worms because he did not give God the glory. We, the church of the living God, the body of Christ, give Christ the glory. If we get promoted in our job, if we receive a salary raise, if we have problems, whatever circumstances we go through, whether we get or we don't get, we don't care, because we are going to become like Jesus, and we are going to rule over the universe, and we are going to share the glory of God. And therefore, in every situation, we glorify God and we exalt Him. And as we glorify Him, the spirit of glory and of God rests upon us. When people persecute us, and when people accuse us, and when people make fun of us, when we glorify God, the spirit of glory and God rests upon us, and we are transformed more and more into His likeness. And one day when Jesus Christ comes back, we will come with Him, sharing the glory of God, looking like Jesus, and we will reign with Jesus Christ as kings and priests forever and ever. And it all happened because Jesus shed his blood, his precious blood on the cross. And because the royal blood of the Son of God flows into us, now we can have, and we do have, and we are one and blended with the Spirit of glory, the Holy Spirit, with the Father of glory, Jehovah God, and with the Son of God, Jesus, the God of glory. May God bless these words and strengthen us.
Down from His glory, ever-living story, my Lord and Savior came, and Jesus was His name. Born in a manger, to His own a stranger, He came to give His life and save my soul. Oh, how I love Him, how I adore Him, my breath, my sunshine, my Lord and all, my great Creator became my Savior, and now I'm living to praise His name. Oh, how I love Him, how I adore Him, my breath, my sunshine, my Lord and all, my great Creator became my Savior, and now I'm living to praise His name. And now I'm living to praise His name. Down from His glory, ever-living story, my Lord and Savior came, and Jesus was His name. Born in a manger, to His own a stranger, He came to give His life and save my soul.